In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, let us pray. Righteous God, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise your holy name. In your great love, you have prepared for us, through your Son, Jesus Christ, the gift of eternal life. In your righteousness, you justified the fallen man, and through your grace, he overcame the wrath of sin. This favor was from you to save your created man from the power of the enemy of the soul and from eternal death. We wish to thank you for your holy word and your grace kingdom. We thank you for the blessings of our temporal life, our home, our family, our friends, for our work and our leisure time, for our health, and all our experiences. We thank you for our country and its freedom, and for the diligent work of past generations. We bring you our humble thanks. We thank you for having blessed those who have prepared these services. You have gathered us again to these services where we wish to stop and listen your holy word and preserve it in our hearts and to meet our friends so that we can again move forward to the final destination. We ask for good weather, patience for those who are arranging these services, and to all of us, a good mind. But before all, give words through the Spirit to those who serve the words of grace with love and instruction. Give us the hearing ears and a receiving heart for your word. These we ask in the name of your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Honorable Bishop Simo Peura from Lapua Diocese, dear service guests, from Finland and abroad, brothers and sisters, and also those who are listening through different digital outlets, on behalf of the board of the SRK, I warmly welcome you to these summer services in Äänekoski. Summer services. As an introduction to my opening words, I shall read from Apostle Paul's letter to the Corinthians. But now there is faith, hope, and love. These three, but love is the greatest of them. Three words: faith, hope, and love. These words are quite familiar to many of us from wedding ceremonies, where these scripture words are usually read in its entirety. Now, I only read the last chapter, or the last verse of the chapter, which is a concise summary of the whole chapter. These three words are also closely related to the preparation and expectations and the purpose of these services. Faith, hope, and love contain God's gift, contains God's gift to you and me. The words are closely linked together. The last one, love, has come public in Jesus Christ because of his atonement and redemption work. God showed his love for us, the sinners. Without this love, we would all have been left behind in our guilt and to the wrath of God and the eternal judgment of God. We would live without God. We are corrupted due to the inherited sin and by our nature unworthy before God. We are unable to fulfill his righteousness, which he has reserved through his holy law. There's a lot of talk of love in our time. At these services, we have have already spoken of love. The love of God is that love. Does not look for its own. It is not bitter. Does not remember the bad. Does not rejoice over iniquity, but rejoices with the truth. Paul states, without love, he would be nothing. This love approaches man that God in this time clarifies himself and his will to the people. He preaches to he preaches his unchangeable word through the power of the Holy Spirit, and which also includes reproach from sin and a call to repentance. But above all, the comforting words of the gospel and the joy, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. This preached word is a central message at these summer services. The love of God's righteousness is mercy towards man. This grace, the children of God can own this grace, even if we cannot, through reason, understand it and find it contradictory. At the same time, being sinners on our own part, we are justified by God's grace through faith. We are righteous and worthy before God. This has been made possible through God and his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the beginner and fulfiller of our faith. According to the book of Hebrews, faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith acknowledges the holiness and the almighty of God and agrees to it. At the same time, faith is also loyalty to God's word. The word of God, the word is God's revelation to us people. Therefore, we have no right to move away from it in any way. We cannot widen God's love so that we interpret the scriptures based on our preferences and at the same time call on God to accept sinful life. We cannot proportionate this word of God and the doctrinal questions about it with our human mind of love and equality. This is very common in our time when we discuss various issues related to our lives. One example of this is a discussion of approving the same-sex marriage in our church. If we accepted this, then we would replace the will of God with the will of man. We would replace the word of God with the word of man. The example of faith in the Bible is Abraham. You children who are here, you remember about the story of Abraham. You remember parts of his life. His faith in him made him obedient to God's call. And Hebrews 11, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should not, after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. He held God faithful and thought that what God promises, he also does. Such is the power of faith. The love of God obtained through faith can bring us to serve God and our fellow man, as our Christian doctrine teaches. Mutual love is one of the traits of the disciples of Jesus. It connects every believer together in the congregation of Christ through the Holy Spirit. We have not earned this love. We cannot demand it or take it. However, we can lose it because of sin. Living against God's word breaks love. However, there is one way to treat this above all. It is the gospel from which the child of God lives and with whom we have been able to believe until this day. The gospel is, as Paul writes in Romans, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. Faith is a foundation of hope. Hope turns our thoughts forward. Paul writes to the Romans, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God has shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Through this power of the Holy Ghost, here at these services, God's Word is enlightened, and the hope of eternal life, which is our destination, these are preached. This hope opens up the view and gives strength unto you. My travel friend, you who might be listening to these services in your sick bed or in the loneliness of your home, however, you can securely trust on the Almighty God's care and promises. He has not forgotten you. You are as close to God as we are here at summer services. It is true what the writer of the psalm says, that my joy is to be close to God. Dear guests, faith and hope relate to this life, but love, the greatest, carries us over the border of death. It will take us home to heaven. That God loved us and gave us the gift of faith and the hope that we have in it, we would not even need these summer services. We would not need to hear the Word of God. But what a marvelous matter. Being partakers of this love of God, traveling on a road to heaven, we thirst for the living springs of life. Our hearts need the same things as the disciples asked Jesus. Increase our faith. Listening to the Word, our weak faith strengthens. Listening to the Word, we can also personally face the question asked of Peter, do you love me more than these others? When you have received much forgiveness, it is not difficult to answer that question. The main reason for holding these summer services in all simplicity is that every hearer of the Word could feel the power of the gospel and own in their own hearts and the essence of God's Word. This proclamation of God's Word is the proclamation of forgiveness. You who have come here from your daily lives, you who are listening elsewhere, do not fear, do not doubt. Be of a secure mind, for all your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Unto peace, freedom, and joy. Our prayer of faith is that everyone that is searching for peace and a foundation for life would find God's kingdom during this lifetime and could personally experience the model for these services. Son, thy sins be forgiven unto you. This model for services is beautiful. Here, as I speak, and as it says, as it's written here, you can see that there's a cross here that speaks to us very much. You can see the grace, the flow of grace, a blue stream and a green wall that pictures living faith. This symbolizes unto us much at these summer services. It has rained here quite much last night and today. The rain will stop, but this river of grace will never end. Even in the same way, as we speak at services of the grace sun, which shines brightly. It shines now at midsummer, and it shines just as bright at winter time when it's dark. This is a message that is connected to these summer services. Your sins are forgiven unto you. On behalf of the SRK board, I would like to thank all of those involved in the arrangements from Central Finland. Together, there have been 13 RYs preparing these services. You have done this work with that hope that you can serve God's children and everyone who has come to listen to God's word. Many different gifts have been needed, and much work had to be done preparing these services, and much, much more work has to be done during these services. The number of hours you have put in is uncountable. I believe that you have worked and done all this with a joyful mind. Thanks, dear brothers and sisters, for your sacrifices. Thanks also to those who stayed at home and sent those evening after evening to come prepare for these services. On behalf of the SRK board, I would like to thank the city of Äänekoski, the local church, and many of the region's congregations where this coming Sunday we can arrange worship services related to summer services. I wish to thank all local government workers, companies, individual people who have helped arrange these services. To those farmers who rented us these fields, a very special thanks to you. May God bless you with all your help, and may you be rewarded. These SRK summer services have started. Welcome, dear ones, to hear the word.